love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Greetings, the automatically deleted husband, and I had an exhausting day today, and which is good news is I take Saturday off, and I'm so pleased. The server in South Africa was updated, and I'm sending emails to it. I've been trying to work to make sure that the way the data is in is usable for somebody else to use it for other purposes. And so it's, again, simple and consistent. So I worked on that today, try to make some things. And then this, as the message occurs, I mean, it's in the log. You know, the big difference that I think is when you use this, when you use Shelfire Nexus for email, you're not just simply get the results of the email. For most of the time, and for most people, that's all they want. However, you also have how it got there in extreme detail, how it was processed, and so forth. So if you want to know what happened, if you got messed with or something of that nature, it's right there. Plus, if you want to make use of the data, it's right there in a very simple format. The other thing is the mechanics of it. You know, I've put it in so that, you know, one of the obvious ones is when you get an email sent to you and it has pictures linked, the issue is what happens then is that effectively, especially the what's called the invisible GIFs, sometimes there are linked images, and because most people have images in them anyway, you don't have to use that. You can just link an image, and what that does, it indicates when you open that email and from where to the sending party or to an intermediary. So you're being tracked through your email, and it's very simple to eliminate that. When the email arrives at the email server, your email server, it goes fetches those images, and it puts it attaches it to the file that is your email, and then it's there for you complete. The issue is somebody sends you email with offensive photography, for example, and you don't want to see that. That's why most email programs, you know, can I get the links or not? Well, you get them, but it won't show unless you want them to. So you do have them, but it's not going to be, I don't have to look at them, which is the important aspect. That mechanics, because the logging is so clear, you can see all the steps that happen along the way. And once the email server has the message, it says, okay, well, now I got to go do this, and then I send it on to you. And so all those steps will be very clear that it happened. And I made some tweaks and whatnot to make that right. And I'm pleased to the degree that has occurred. So that was done today, and again, hopefully to do some testing this weekend to get some feedback. How does this look? Does this make sense with others? But anyway, again, I'm doing this, and the issue of doing it right. It's for example, some guy was arrested yesterday or today, allegedly to this leak of documents, and you know, there is some suggestion that he is the patsy. He is simply someone who is being used to as the discard person in order to protect whatever. But you know, that's whatever. The issue is when somebody leaks something, you know, for example. Oh, what would be a good example? Maybe it's called collateral pipeline. It's not simply get arrested. You're going to die. So you need to protect that person. And considering what I'm doing, I want to make sure there are no mistakes. Part of the reason for the intensive logging is so I can see this happened. And is there a problem? Because again, has to be no mistakes. And again, so I do first round of testing, hopefully this weekend. And then next week, ask some other people, do you want to look at this for the user interface aspect of it? And then go hopefully with the one next. I'm trying to find somebody who say, hey, you want to do a technical review? Really intensely want that. Really intensely want that. But one last thing, you know, it was Monday. I did the, I mentioned how I sent the email to Phuc Thong in Vietnam. There was no response on that. So, you know, I also sent it to, Vivaldi browser company and the translation company, because again, that translation was not very accurate. So, you know, somebody was tampered with. But so I reported that and no response. However, I used a photo. And one of the things I found fascinating when I thought about that, here's a photo of a young child. I have, you know, a whole bunch of young children that are kind of related to me, kids and grandkids. And this age, not so much anymore, I assume. But Charlotte's birthday is coming up, so I sent her kind of the early card today. I did write in the card, the anniversary of the day is coming when you were introduced to the world and the world became a better place because of you. Love, Granddaddy. You know, I've seen her smiley face a little bit older when they were in Arizona and so forth, but the photo I have here is her as a newborn, and she's about to turn 6, and I've never met her. I've never met a grandkid. You know, I look at this child in Vietnam, and in a sense, I feel I have more knowledge of these kids than my own kids and grandkids. And it gets to you. To say that is an understatement. Charlotte, an early happy birthday. I know it's later in the week, but an early happy birthday. I used to have photos of you, you know, the ultrasound photo of you on my wall for a long time before you made your introduction to the world. And I do believe the world is a better place because you're part of it. I'd like to meet you one day, especially when you're still a young child, and give you a warm hug. I'd love to feel your embrace. I'm your granddaddy, and I love you. I've never met you, but have no doubt I love you. And that's also true of all my kids, even though they're all a bunch older, you know, except obviously, you know, the youngest being 11. Zadok is what? 13. Let's see. 14. 14 years, 5 months, and one day. Zadok is 11 years and 5 months and 15 days. These are my kids. And of course, Glory Jane is still. Anyway, these are my kids. I haven't seen them in a decade. I did see Julia, but that's it. So, am I loved by my Creator? Undoubtedly. Oh, just one quick comment. I got my eggs and milk delivered today, and the people that do that, they're kind of involved politically, and. To my joy, their customer base is expanding. There are other people now who are getting the raw milk from them. They're picking up food from the Mennonite community and delivering it on Fridays to numerous people. Obviously, I'm one of them. And so I'm encouraged that's growing for them. We're talking about other things, but you know, because I also get kale. The kale that you get at Publix, the kale that I've got at the farmer's market, and this kale from the Mennonites, I mean, it's day and night. It's kind of like, wow. I mean, seriously, wow. It's absolutely delightful. And it does last like 3 days compared to maybe a day from the other. Anyway, it's delightful. But one of the things that's mentioned, you know, because I was, you know, I want to encourage others, you know, because I did the Shofar City project in order to get to spur on the local community. And they talked about, to a degree, the next version of Weekly Fig that was out of Chattanooga. There's something not quite the same, but something starting. And, you know, they talked about their political activities and made the statement, you know, again, Genesis 1, God gives direct authority to man to be the overlord, literally katakurio, the overlord of the earth, plants, and animals. It's unambiguous. It's said directly in Genesis 1. But he never gives that anywhere in the scripture, a command for man to rule over, to be the overlord over another man. On the contrary, he condemns it. In the Gospels, in Peter, or wherever it is, and so forth. It's not something the follower of Christ should do. And it's kind of like when you bring that up, well, because, and this is the issue I'm concerned about. It's the, you know, the Bible is true, and the institutional church is a fraud. Marriage begins with sex and ends with death. That will impact me. So let's move on to something else. Isn't the weather nice today? That really concerns me. Because if I'm wrong, please, somebody, show me. Have enough love to show me where I'm wrong. If I'm right and you run, what difference are you from the leadership of Covenant Presbyterian, Meadowview Presbyterian, my father-in-law, my wife? And, you know, there is the... I won't quote it directly, you know, if well, because this isn't first, is it three? Yeah, 1 Peter 3. Everyone who hates his brother is a murderer, and you know that no murderer has eternal life abiding in him. Those who offer silence when I reach out to them, unambiguously reach out to them, and appeal for reconciliation. Again, the Genesis 32, we saw the distress in his heart when he begged us and we would not listen. I've been begging and no one's listening. Is that hate? Everyone who hates his brother is a murderer, and you know that no murderer has eternal life abiding in him. I didn't write those words. I'm trying only to reconcile. I'm trying to be a blessing. Bless those who persecute you. I'm trying to live that out. I'm trying to warn you. My lady, my wife. I want to hold our grandkids. I have a picture of you. One, of you holding... you had Zadok... in one arm, and Leo in the other. I've never held a grandkid. I haven't held our kids in a decade. I want to hold you too. Especially I want to hold you. did you ever really like it when I held you? I really wonder. My lady, my wife, I love you and I want you back.